to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I am the greatest.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Say hello to my little friend.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies close.
Welcome to Mental Distortion.
Welcome back, Mental Distortion, episode 19. This past weekend, I was wasting my life away on Facebook, clicking faster than your tweaked-out aunt cleaning her already spotless home. After my second or third blister burst, I noticed an ad that caught my eye. This ad brought back a fantastic memory to the forefront of my mind. A sleek, eye-catching ad for the upcoming Shamrock Run here in Portland. A once-annual tradition for myself, I went through a nice stretch of addiction. Only instead of paying 10 bucks a bag and wasting a night away trying to find a vein that doesn't exist, I was dropping $100 every chance I had, signing up for organized runs. The chamois was one of my favorites. This year, I had even lured my good buddy Dizzle to join me for the 15K. The Shamrock 15K runs up a beautiful hill, a great workout for anyone, in shape or not. I spent many a Saturday mornings blasting up the route through my years in Portland. Leading up to the run, I was also playing on a couple of softball teams. One of them was new to me. I was invited through a coworker, and he was hosting a Friday night batting practice session. Just to meet up to get to know the faces and maybe check the timing on the swing. I went after I was off work. I can remember getting all my gear together, my wife telling me not to go. Not really sure why she felt that way. I was in great shape, could click off 15 miles without issue. I was playing hoops and softball as well. I guess it was just that magical, witch-like intuition that she has. When I arrived at the park, I laced up the cleats and took a few cuts. Timing was great, spread the ball all around the diamond. Left field was a short poke, and I had ordered some rock-hard illegal softballs. These little diamonds could make your unathletic, limp-wristed cousin look like the hybrid of Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire at the plate. I felt great. The grass was freshly cut. You could smell it in the air. The sun was blessing us all with some beautiful rays. After my round at the plate was completed, I rotated to left field to shag some balls for the next teammate up. After chasing down a couple of line drives and exchanging bullshit with my buddy who was near me playing an unofficial center field, I noticed a drive launched over my head. Obviously, this is the best part of playing outfield. A nice shot that is over your head and running away from you. I was after it like a rabies-infected lassie chasing Timmy to his doom. As soon as I started my pivot, first plant, I heard an audible pop come from my right calf muscle. Actually, just under my calf. At the time, my leg muscles were proper. They were well-defined. Still wider than some of Escobar's peer, yet defined. I knew right away I had did some damage. There was no need to jog it off or remove my cup and rub one out. I was done for the day. The wife had jinxed me. I could already hear her nagging, dull voice dancing through my head. I told you so. I told you not to go. Her voodoo was proper and her magic was black. I was fine, though. This was a Friday night. My uphill 15K was on Sunday. Plenty of time to repair my noisy right leg. Nothing a little ice and IPAs couldn't repair, or at the worst, dull my senses enough to make the run. I made a call to my buddy and let him know that I'd fucked my leg up. I'm sure he gave me a load of shit. I was the reason he was up early and running up a mountain. He's always been good like that. Once, he pulled an all-nighter and then attempted to cycle 100 miles with me through a beautiful century ride. No sleep, no training. That's an amazing story that we will cover sooner or later. The night before, my leg was not improved. I told my wife I would run around the block in the morning and make a final choice. Mentally, I knew it was futile. When the morning arrived, I tried to give it a go. I was finished. No chance of running. Before we go any further, join me for a side trip. Buckle in and stay relaxed. We will take the scenic route. My wife, beautiful woman, kind-hearted, intelligent, witty, a master conversationalist. She can proofread anything and find grammatical errors instantly. She can write like the wind when she feels the need. Cardio? It's not her thing. Better explained, running is not her thing. Honestly, I think you could sell her on an orgy with one of our many Portland tent communities we have scattered about our tree-lined city quicker than you could sell her on running a marathon. That's right, she would rather spend the night with some method-out zombies than run any type of distance. She loves to walk. She enjoys bike rides that stay around 20 miles or so, although she has entertained me with cycling through some of Santa Barbara and Solvang's finest routes. And more recently completed a century from Portland to the coast. When we completed the 11-hour journey ride, she said it would be her last. I can't fault her. The woman pushed through better than most men I know. She's an absolute trooper, but running is not for her. Back to the morning of the Shamrock Run. After I ran my practice lap around our tidy one-bedroom Sullivan Gulch apartment, I headed upstairs to find my lovely wife in running gear, a miracle on 21st Street indeed. My vixen, who hates running, was going to step in and run 9.321 miles with zero training. This route she was about to take on is not for the casual walker. It has a climb on it that provides a sensational burn to even those who are fit. I'm not on here claiming that my wife wasn't fit at the time, but her run pictures weren't the most flattering of her through her life's journey. A few years prior, she was cycling 20 miles a day and had skin darker than the black hole. She was insanely fit cardio-wise at that point in her life. As we approached the starting line, the crowd was all dancing to the music. The vibe was great. My buddy gave me some shit for bitching out, and he headed out. His time was ridiculously fast. My injury had proved to be amazing for myself. He would have smoked me on this day. I would have never heard the end of it. The wife's time? Well, not so hot. At one point, I managed to find her on the course so our son Gage could wave and snap some photos. After that, it was radio silence for a long duration. People dressed up in costumes started finishing. At one point, a fucking nub rolled by the finish line. He didn't have legs or arms. He was just a nub. And somehow Carl the Nub beat my wife up the hill. Around mile 8 or so on the Shamrock Run, there's always a man handing out fresh bacon. He spends his entire day grilling bacon and handing it out to tired runners. The route is also lined with bands scattered about every couple of miles. Makes for a vibrant scene, food and drink and music. I like to think my wife was simply curled up in front of the bacon man like a puppy waiting for another scrap. However, this wasn't the case. She wasn't enjoying a free concert or stuffing her belly with free gummy bears. She was just making her way through the course, through the pain. I can't imagine or explain the pain she must have felt through this journey. As the sun set and the moon danced its number, the seasons changed and Christmas passed. Then it happened. In the distance, I could see her. She fucking looked god-awful, exhausted. Yet, her eyes were gleaming, sparkling with pride. Her achievement was nothing short of spectacular. This was just another notch for her to carve above her bed one day before she checks out of this shit world. Life has a funny way about it. A simple leg injury opened the door for a wonderful story of drive and determination from the rarest of angles. Do what you will with this tale that has been told. Just know that you have zero excuses in this life. Time is flying and we are all busy dying. Thanks for joining Mental Distortion.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual...